to episode 63 of the Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect Certification In-Depth Training Podcast, brought to you by BrightFlux. I'm your host, Yakub Abdul Hakim, a certified Snowflake user eager to dive deep into one of the most crucial facets of managing and securing data within Snowflake, the rollback processes. Today's session is designed to be as comprehensive as possible, guiding you through the intricacies of rollback processes in Snowflake and providing you with the knowledge required to pass your certification exam. So grab your notes and let's unravel the depth of rollback processes together. The journey into understanding rollback processes in Snowflake begins with a simple premise. Things can go wrong. No matter how well-planned your data management strategies are, there's always a possibility of unexpected errors or changes that need to be undone. This is where rollback comes into play, offering a safety net to revert data back to its previous state. Firstly, it's essential to understand that Snowflake supports automatic and manual rollback operations. These operations are crucial for maintaining data integrity and allowing teams to recover quickly from unintended changes or errors. Automatic rollbacks. On the automatic front, Snowflake's innovative architecture includes features that inherently support rollback operations. For instance, the unique multi-cluster shared data architecture allows Snowflake to automatically manage data history and recovery. Each modification to data in the form of inserts, updates, or deletes is automatically stored, enabling users to access previous versions of data using the UNDO command within a predefined time window known as the time travel feature. Moreover, Snowflake ensures data durability and protection against data loss through continuous data protection features such as failsafe, which extends the data recovery window beyond the time travel limit, guaranteeing additional layers of security. Manual rollbacks. Conversely, manual rollbacks in Snowflake require a different approach. When users or application need to explicitly undo changes, Snowflake offers the DDL, Data Definition Language Command, rollback. It's particularly helpful in scenarios where transactions are involved. For example, if a sequence of data manipulations needs to be reverted, users can employ the rollback command to undo those updates or insertion commands within a transaction block prior to committing them. Furthermore, it's paramount to understand the scope of your rollback operations. Snowflake's transactional control ensures that rollback operations can be as granular or as broad as required. This level of control is pivotal when managing complex data manipulation sequences, allowing architects and developers to specify the exact point to which data should be reverted. Best practices and considerations. Adopting a strategic approach to rollback operations comprises several best practices. Firstly, leverage Snowflake's time travel feature judiciously to access historical data states. Secondly, while using manual rollbacks, ensure that transaction boundaries are clearly defined to avoid unintended data reversion. Additionally, familiarize yourself with the limitations of the time travel and fail-safe features, including the maximum retention periods and associated costs. Lastly, and critically, always test rollback operations in a non-production environment before executing them in your production environment. This precaution not only helps in avoiding unexpected outcomes, but also aids in the fine-tuning of rollback strategies. Now let's say wrapping up, rollback processes in Snowflake offer a robust mechanism for error correction and data integrity preservation. Whether you're utilizing automatic features like time travel and failsafe or employing manual rollback commands, the flexibility and control over data reversion processes are unparalleled. As we conclude today's episode, remember that Mastering rollback processes is a testament to your expertise in Snowflake, symbolizing a deep understanding of data management and safeguarding. Thank you for joining me, Yaqub Abdul Hakim, on this in-depth exploration of rollback processes in Snowflake. Stay tuned for more incisive episodes as we continue to guide you through your Snowflake SnowPro Advanced Architect certification journey. Until next time, keep your data safe and your knowledge sharp.